the time cycles, the repeat cycles of time, are pretty much revelations. You can actually do this with a person's character. Don't judge a book by its cover. Just let the cycles of time reveal what they are. And through a series of events and cycles, you see what you're dealing with, and then make your decision. It don't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. That's why you have to go through the cycles. So everything is a revelation. From Genesis to Revelation, you see in Revelation the harlot riding the beast. And you also see in Genesis 3 the harlot riding the beast. Eve chose the spiritual adultery with the devil. And so you also see in Revelation 18 the woman riding the beast with a cup in her hand where she's eating. She's drinking the blood of the saints, you know, the prophets and the saints that were killed. And so you see what happened in Genesis 3. The devil, Eve, which is the flesh side of Adam. And so the flesh mind, or the 666 AI cube flesh mind, is trying to run this place. But that explains the secret societies. It explains the flesh mind. It explains the cults, the Wiccans, the isms. It explains man trying to be his own God, but he has to, he doesn't want to sacrifice, but he or she, they don't want to sacrifice, but they want other people to sacrifice for them. And so it just continues, and the higher ups, the ones who rise up in power, they can send people to war, but it's just all about money. And so it just continues. So Genesis 3 unfolded into what we see today. And Revelation tells you where it started and how it ends. And so we as believers, we have the word and we can see it. We can watch a person's character over a few cycles, let's say 3 months, and you can actually see their character starting to reveal itself. And you can just walk away because you know they're not going to change, because especially over time, with their age, they have a choice, but they choose the wrong way.